Well, since I got it 2 years ago, I don't think I've ever paid anything off. I've always been like I would pay one item off and get a new one straight away. So I've always had constant afterpays. Like living in Sydney, a lot of my money went to rent. So it was kind of, I wanted new clothes, I wanted new swimmers and stuff like that. So afterpay helped me get those things because I didn't actually need to save for them. I could just get them and budget $20, $30 a fortnight into my pay, which was affordable. But once you accumulate quite a few, it does get big. Like it does provide joy as soon as you get the item, but then you kind of feel like nervous and oh my god, can I pay this, because it just comes out every fortnight. Groceries were too expensive, or I wouldn't go out for dinners with people, or I wouldn't like do certain things because I'm like, no, I need to pay the afterpays I have. I recently went for a car loan and it affected that. It didn't affect me getting the loan, but it affected the process because the banks do not like afterpay, because afterpay doesn't actually show you any transaction history. It doesn't show that you've completed any payments, doesn't give you receipts or anything. It's just kind of an app that says you've completed all the payments, but it doesn't say if you've got any late overdue or anything like that. So banks find it very untrustworthy. So if they do see it on your bank statement, it's very hard to get a loan and justify. Do not do afterpay. Like even though it makes you feel good within a second, it's like I regret it straight away. The next week, or as soon as I got the item, I look at the item and like it wasn't worth it.